USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The jury in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin is still continuing. The Illinois teenager is accused of shooting three people and killing two of them during police protests in Kenosha after a shooting last year. Earlier in the day, the judge banned a news network from the courtroom.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial.
Judge Bruce Schroeder, a man who claimed to be an MSNBC producer, was stopped by police the night before after he was allegedly following the jury bus. NBC News says the employee was a freelancer who wasn't following the jury. Outside Atlanta, the defense has rested in the trial of three men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery, the black man who was shot and killed while out jogging last year. Closing arguments are expected to begin on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. That's 800-763-1954.